Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. So skip replacing every carb with cauliflower and indulge in your breakfast, lunch, and dinnertime favorites while still hitting your goals. From breakfast bagels and meal prepped enchiladas, to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
I see two areas when it comes to boundaries, right? One, I see people setting boundaries from a place of pain because they're guarded and they're unrealistic boundaries and they do like way too much because they're trying to protect themselves, but it's really them a defense mechanism, an unhealthy defense mechanism. The second thing I see is people who set boundaries, but they're very lax. A lot of y'all set boundaries that y'all never actually implement. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where being single is a beautiful choice rather than a miserable circumstance. And how is your weekend? How are you guys doing? How was your weekend? I don't know when you're listening to this, but hopefully you're having a great time. Right now we are preparing for Thanksgiving and we are just being grateful and thankful for all that we have and all that is to come. We are thanking God in advance for his grace, his mercy, his favor, all of the above, right? Okay. I already did an episode on finishing strong. I don't remember when I did it, but go find it. I think the importance of finishing strong is like such a thing. And I think we give up way like 2 months before, we give up around the holidays and we think that we have to start everything in the new year, and that's not true. So you're going to start with your gratitude on Thanksgiving and then you're going to think, oh, now I need to finish the year strong. Okay. So how your girl is finishing the year strong is, y'all already saw my weight loss journey. I know I'm all over the place. I had to jump right in. I ain't even on the topic yet. I'm just getting down to the nitty gritty. So usually, my weight loss journey. So, ooh, y'all know in the 30s, that metabolism slowed down. And just being a woman and period, being a woman, your hormones are different. How you lose weight in your 20s is not how you lose weight in your 30s. It becomes harder each year. And somebody told me after you turn 35, it becomes even harder. So I wanted to get a move on my 34th birthday. So I'm tall. I did like a before and after picture. Everyone was like, you weigh two something. Yes, I've been in the twos for a long time. I've probably been in the twos since I've been 30. So that's just, I'm a stallion. I'm a tall glass of woman. I'm a tall glass of water. I'm a big fine woman. So so my weight that I don't like was 230 something. So the heaviest I ever been was like 236. And I feel so swollen at 230 something. So what would happen is I would lose 230. I would get down to like 226. I would quit the weight loss journey. Then I would go back to the 230s. And it's like this back and forth, back and forth. So around my birthday, right before my birthday in April, I started my journey. I was at 236, I believe. I went down to like 218-ish, which really wasn't true because when I did the before and after picture, it said like 217, but I had been throwing up like all that day before. I was hungover, mind your business, it was my birthday. So truly, I was probably like 222, but of course I gained some of that back because schedule got crazy. I travel for work, so I was on the road. It just was a lot going on. So currently I'm maintaining 225, 226, which for me is incredible because in the years prior, I would literally lose the weight, get off, and by December, I would be back at the weight that I was before I lost on my birthday. So being able to maintain 225, 226, because it goes back and forth, is incredible for me because I've still been in the gym heavy. I was going 5 days a week when I was like at the peak of my working out, but I've only been able to do like 3 and 4, mostly 4. So I'm just proud that I've been able to maintain. But now starting in December after Thanksgiving, I'm going back into beast mode, going back to 5 days a week, going back to calorie counting, going back into it because I'm finishing the year strong. Like by March, I need to be 215, period. And the thing about weight loss is, maintaining things are harder than losing. Maintenance is harder than losing, period. It is. It's harder. Like, because you do all the things and you get there and you're just like, oh my God, I got here. So then you lax, but you can't lax. You have to keep doing the same things. You probably don't have to do it at the same intensity, but you still have to watch yourself because you can go right back so quick. So being able to maintain for me is huge. So once I get to 215, which I know by March, I can do it before March. But it's going to be maintaining that 215 because they say on average, it takes your body about 6 months to adjust to a weight loss. So your body wants to go back to being the bigger you, but you have to maintain it. You have to shock your body into it. And it takes about 6 months of consistency, y'all. So you don't have to start and wait for the new year. You can start now. So finish this year strong and start now. You don't have to do your weight loss journey like I'm doing, but I'm starting because I'm about to hit this 215 way before my birthday. We about to get into it. And also, I'm just finishing the year strong on some, I have some career goals that I'm working on, so a new business I'm working on. So like a part of me was like, girl, just wait till the beginning of the year because a lot of businesses are winding down, blah, 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 blah. No, I'm going to finish the year strong because I'm going to have a strong foundation leaving the year. So coming in the year, I'm hitting the ground running. So y'all need to finish the year strong. Okay. Sorry, y'all, I got post-nasal drip and like my throat has been killing freaking me. That weather change, I usually get sick around this time, so I'm trying to fight it. Fight it, y'all. All right, today's episode actually comes from a loyal listener and I'm very grateful that she sent me this because I told y'all I'd be running out of stuff. So y'all send me stuff. DM me on Instagram because I look at them. DM me and tell me something I should talk about because I'd be running out of stuff. But she asked me to talk about how many boundaries are too many. And this is a very deep question because it's so funny to me and my homegirl was actually having this conversation today because she was saying that she felt like her standards are too high. And I told her, your standards are not too high. You just, you're very guarded. So your guard makes you read into stuff that you shouldn't be reading into. And so I kind of look at boundaries like that. Okay. So I feel like how many boundaries are too many boundaries? Okay. So first of all, let's define what a boundary is. I didn't even look it up. Usually I look this stuff up before I come on, but I'm having a very, very, very busy Sunday. That's when I'm recording this. So I didn't have time, but let's look at it now. Boundary definition. So a boundary is a limit of a subject or a sphere of activity, or also a line that marks the limits of an area, a dividing line. Let's get another one. Because this ain't the definition I'm looking for. Something that indicates or fixes a limit or extent. I'm going to search what does setting a boundary mean. That's easier. What does setting a boundary mean? Establishing limits for yourself to protect your integrity and set realistic, emphasis on realistic expectations for your participation in activities. This can be emotionally, physically, and mentally. Setting boundaries is a form of self-care. So I'm going to repeat that one more time for the people in the back who didn't hear me. Setting a boundary is establishing limits for yourself to protect your integrity and set realistic expectations for your participation in activities and relationships. This is emotional, physical, and mental. Okay. Hey, Bridges, that's him. That's his introduction. You know, Bridges, he always in a place. He always in a place. Okay. So boundaries, y'all. Boundaries are for protection, but also self-care. Boundaries are things, or like it said, limits. You set an example of a boundary is, for example, me. I'm celibate, right? So I set certain boundaries to prevent me from having sex because I know I'm not strong enough to be in certain situations. So one thing I do is like I don't spend a night over people's house. I try not to have a lot of sexual conversations because that'll just lead to something else. What else? I tell people, Like with a touchy feely, I'm like, I'm not going that far. I'll set a boundary. Like, don't touch me here. Don't do that. Don't do this, because it's a boundary to keep me in lines. Like it's the other, one of the definitions did say a line. You're setting a line so people won't cross it, because once someone crosses that line, then they are outside of your boundaries. So boundaries help you to protect yourself, right? So I don't think there is a such thing necessarily as too many boundaries, but I do think you should do inventory on your boundaries, because sometimes your boundaries are not your boundaries. They're actually your guard up. They're actually you protecting yourself because you have PTSD from a situation, and instead of healing fully from that, you basically are setting too many boundaries because you're trying to avoid what you went through instead of healing and understanding what the root of that is and moving forward. For example, say that a guy who was a doctor broke your heart, stole something from you, and kicked you to the curb. Now your new boundary is, I don't date doctors. Excuse me? That shouldn't be your boundary, because not all doctors are going to do you how that doctor did you. But you need to go investigate, okay, how did this happen? What was the red flags that kept me from seeing that this person was going to do that to me? How can I avoid this situation in the future? You have to get to the root, because you just can't block out all doctors just because one doctor hurt your feelings. That's what too many boundaries is. Sometimes people are so guarded, especially in today's, oh my God, in today's data sphere. That's not even a word. But in dating today, so many people have so many boundaries. They lack so much grace. They don't want to work with anyone because everyone's hurting. And instead of healing from the hurt, they're putting up these unrealistic boundaries to protect themselves when really they're just pushing love out. So you have to ask yourself, is the boundary I'm setting for myself from a place of health or from a place of pain? That's the first thing you got to ask yourself. And how do you know the difference? You ask yourself, why did I set this boundary? For example, going back to my celibacy, I set certain parameters and boundaries because I'm trying to keep myself from having sex, right? So it's not from a place of pain. But if I dated a lot of Kappas, right? A lot of them were F-boys, right? If I were to set a boundary and be like, I'm not dating no more Kappas, that came from a place of pain. That's an unhealthy boundary. I need to reassess that, because that's not something that makes sense. That's unrealistic. That's an unrealistic expectation. How do we get to the root? Why did these men hurt me? Well, they hurt me because they sold me a dream and they told me it was going to be one thing, but it ended up being another after we reached a certain point. Okay, what red flags did you see? Well, they weren't intentional in the beginning. They didn't tell me that we were going to be together. They told me to let it flow, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so how can I fix that? Well, in the future, I don't do let it flows. In the future, you got to back up your words with your actions. In the future, we're going to be very direct and make them be very direct. And if they can't be very direct and if they're very gray, then I can't operate in that. So I got to exit stage left. But that ain't got nothing to do with Kappas. You see what I mean? That's how you judge on, like, if you have too many boundaries or not, right? Because boundaries are important. And another thing,
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
A lot of people set boundaries. I see two areas when it comes to boundaries, right? One, I see people setting boundaries from a place of pain because they're guarded and they're unrealistic boundaries and they do like way too much because they're trying to protect themselves, but it's really them a defense mechanism, an unhealthy defense mechanism. The second thing I see is people who set boundaries, but they're very lax. A lot of y'all set boundaries that y'all never actually implement. That's why y'all hurting. Y'all got a list of boundaries, but if you go read that list, every relationship you've been in, you've never implemented that boundary. You've never stood on business with that boundary. And that's why you hurting. And that's why you messed up. So you got two extremes. You got people who got way too many boundaries because they're not actually boundaries. They're defense mechanisms. And then you got people who have a lot of boundaries or good, healthy boundaries, but they don't stand on business. They don't implement them boundaries. So they both get hurt. You got to meet in the middle. You have to not only develop realistic boundaries for yourself, but you also got to stand on business with them boundaries. Okay. Okay. So let me teach you how to set some realistic boundaries. You got to ask yourself, what is it that I want? What do I want right now? I'm giving y'all a second to think. I want y'all to get some pen and paper out, get your phone note. I love using notes on my phone. Get your notes out. What is it that you want? Because I'm not going to hold you. I had to fight for my life with this boundary that I had to put. Okay. So I know I want a relationship that leads to marriage, right? So if I meet a man I wouldn't marry, that means I shouldn't date him. That's a boundary. I shouldn't date him because I wouldn't marry him. That's a boundary. And boundaries to me can kind of be like interchangeable when it comes to boundaries and standards. You know what I mean? It's just like, am I going to cross over? So in this sense, it's kind of like, am I going to cross over into a relationship with a man that I feel like I can't marry? No, because I know I want a marriage. So another boundary you could be like is when it comes to like what you want, if you know that you want a relationship, you say, okay, my boundary is because I want a relationship. I'm not going to give relationship benefits to men that I'm not in a relationship with. What are those benefits? Sex, staying up late, messing up your sleep pattern for them, going out of your way to make sure that they get their needs met. These are relationship benefits. Letting them fools move in with you because it's hobosexual season. Hobosexual. Hobo. Homeless people, men trying to move in with you. Set these boundaries. Stand on business. Okay? Another boundary I have, this is just for safety precautions. I don't go on first dates in private places. Probably not even second dates. Like, we have to meet outside. Listen, this is another thing that makes my brain hurt. This is a sidebar, but I think we need to talk about it. A lot of y'all are adopting standards and boundaries that y'all don't even agree with. Y'all just heard somebody on Instagram that you idolize or that you enjoy or that you want to be like say that this is their boundary. So now you got this boundary that you don't even agree with, but you following it when you don't even want what they want. For example, this whole he can't take me on a coffee date. I'm sorry, what's wrong with a coffee date? I know for me, I love coffee. So that could never be a boundary for me because I like coffee. So I'm going to go on a coffee date. I don't mind. That's cool with me. Because if I don't like you, that means one, this date's short. I can leave quickly. Two, if I don't like you, I can pay for my own coffee. And you don't feel obligated to nothing. This is beautiful. This is sensational. Nobody wasted each other's time. Okay. And then another thing like this whole, oh, he got to spend a rack, spend this. Do you even agree? Now I'm going to give you an example. I have a homegirl. I told her I went on the first date with a picnic, something outdoorsy. She said I would never do that. I said, oh, why? She said, because I don't like outdoors. Makes sense to me. She literally don't like outdoors. So a boundary of hers or a standard of hers is I'm not going on a date on a picnic outside because I don't like be outside. That makes sense to me. But a lot of y'all have adopted boundaries that y'all don't even believe in because somebody told you to adopt them. That don't make sense. The math don't math. Okay, back to how you set these boundaries up. One, ask yourself, what do I want? Okay. Two, ask yourself, how do I get here? So because I want a relationship that leads to marriage, how do I get to said relationship that leads to marriage? Okay. So that would be like me going out to date. That will be me getting to know somebody. That will be me setting the intention, telling them like, this is what I want in the relationship. This is what I'm looking for, you know, and then we'll be assessing if this person is that, right? Okay, so what type of parameters did I need to set up so that I don't end up in a situation that is not a relationship that leads to marriage, right? So this could be not, like I said, not giving up sex because I feel like that could taint some things. That could be not spending the night. That could be not giving girlfriend like benefits. That could be, y'all know what I mean. Like, what types of things for you in your comfort zone? Because that's another thing you have to ask yourself. What's me in my comfort zone? Because something I'm uncomfortable with, maybe something you're comfortable with because I'm celibate. I don't do certain things, but you might want to get some. You could do certain things. Some people are okay with casual dating and relationships. So if you're okay with casual dating and relationships, you're probably okay with casual sex too. So a boundary you have may not be a boundary I have, and that's okay. But it's all about what am I comfortable with and what am I not comfortable with? Like, what works for me? What works for me? That's how you say that. What works for me? Okay. I have friends who are like, I don't want to kiss nobody who not my man. I don't want to kiss nobody who I'm not with. I don't like that. That's too intimate for me. Baby, I'm kissing. I'm sorry. Like, that's comfortable for me. Some people's boundary is like, I don't kiss on the first date. Baby, I will kiss on the first date. Now, if I like you, like, it's not, I'm just not out here about to get mono, but I'm saying that's just not a boundary for me. And that's okay. But what's comfortable for you? So once you know what you want, once you figure out like, okay, how do I get to this thing that I want? Okay, then you ask yourself, like I said, what's comfortable for me? Then you set these boundaries. Now you write your list of boundaries. And when you set your list of boundaries, then you ask yourself, is this from a place of pain or from a healthy place? For example, some boundaries are developed from painful relationships that you learn from, and those make sense. For example, I don't date men with kids who are under 5. You may ask, Ashley, why don't you date men with kids under 5? Because I dated a man with kids under 5 and he was cheating on me with his baby mama. And I feel in my heart, what I've seen, most people have not figured out their co-parenting relationship. They've not healed over their emotions until that child is 5 or above. That's just my thing. I'm sorry. It could be false. That's just how I operate. That's just me. That's just me. That's just me. It ain't got to be something you comfortable with. That's just me. Some people don't date men with kids at all. That's your boundary. That's what you comfortable with. Cool. Go with it. Go with it. Go with it. Some people be like, my boundary is I don't date men who just got out of a relationship less than a year. Cool. That's your boundary. It makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. So you have to test the boundaries. You have to test the boundaries. Some women or some people, period. When I say too many boundaries, I say things like, oh, well, I'm trying to think of one that's like outrageous that I've seen. Besides the whole, he can't take me on a coffee date. He can't take me to real life. He can't take me real life. That kind of stuff. That's so stupid and minuscule. It's so ignorant. It's so ignorant. But something that could be just like outrageous could be like, I'm trying to think. Why I can't think of none that's crazy? It could be like, oh, in order for a man to talk to me, he got to pay for my babysitter when we go out or something like that. Or in order for a man to talk to me, he has to, I'm trying to think of one. Y'all really can't think of one. In order for a man to talk to me, he has to, I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't know. I probably don't know because I don't have any outrageous ones. It's probably going back to like you put all men in like one category. Like, oh, I got one. I figured it out, y'all. I don't date Pisces men because Pisces did X, Y, and Z, and you're like one of those. You're tripping. I'm sorry. You're tripping. You're tripping. You're tripping. You're really going to base your dating all on a horoscope? You're going to base it off a sign? Y'all tripping. You're tripping. You're tripping. Like, you're tripping, okay? That kind of thing, that's your bonkers. That's ridiculous. Like, come on, people. Come on. Oh, if a man can't and come and pick me up on every single day and pay on every single day, it has to be every single day. That's a little, I get it. If that works for you, that's cool. But like, come on. Like, sometimes you can treat him every now and again. Like, and don't get me wrong. Because listen, Ashley don't be paying for dates. I ain't going to lie to y'all. I don't be paying for dates. They take care of me. They take care of you, girl. But also, I'm a giver. Like, on first date, I might bring like a cute little gift that you told me. You say you like the Falcons. I'll bring you the Falcons and coffee. I'll bring you a Falcons mug. Like, I try to do a little give and take. But yeah, it's just, you just have to ask yourself. I don't know why I can't think of like extreme boundaries. Maybe I can Google some. Because I really can't think of any. I don't know why. This is crazy. Extreme dating boundary examples in relationships. Let me see what happens. I'm glad I Googled it, because I really did. I really was at a loss. Y'all could tell. Okay. Some extreme dating boundaries are demanding complete access to somebody's phone. Like, off the bat, you're like, I need access to your phone. Another one I just thought of, demanding to be in a relationship with somebody within the first few weeks of dating. That is extreme. That's how you get love bombed. I've been there. Like, for me, I'm sorry. I can't be in a relationship with you that quickly. Like, I need to figure this out. Like, don't rush me. Don't rush me. Don't rush me. Becoming excessively jealous, like when someone is like in the early stages of dating, feeling like, oh, they need to answer their phone every single time. When they don't answer their phone, that y'all can't talk no more. You finna block them. Give people some grace. Give some people some room. Like, give them some room. Give folks some room, okay? I'm sorry I wasn't as prepared, but I rushed this. I'm sorry, y'all. But hopefully, I feel like y'all still got something. Okay, if y'all got more questions, just comment below and I'll tell y'all some more stuff. But that's all I got for now, because I still got a whole bunch of stuff to do. All right. Well, until next time, bye.